Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. Mishnah Gimel continues the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Hekdesh Betos, with each side presenting an argument to try to convince the other. We begin with the case of a Nozir who decides to go to a Chacham in order to get Hatara for his Neder Nozir. So the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Ben Nozir, if somebody made a neder nazir, and then he regretted it, and he went to try to get hatara from a chacham. Va'asaro, the chacham says, no, sorry, your nazirus is valid, and I don't have a pesach for you. So then, of course, right, the Mishnah tells us, of course, he's a nazir. Mona Mishash another. He has to count from the days of the beginning, from the original neder. Now that's pretty obvious, right? Of course he counts from the original neder. So the Mishnah is actually telling us a slightly bigger chiddush, which is that if he had violated his neder, right? Because he figured, whatever, the Chacham will give me permission. He'll be matirit. And of course, he's matirit, that never existed. So I don't have to keep it because the Chacham will be matirit. But the Chacham wasn't matirit. So he basically gets penalized and mona ke misha shenadar. So if he's now on day 12 of a 30-day nazirus, he has to redo 12 days. He has to do the 12 days he never did. So it's as if he's back at the beginning. Because the first days didn't count since he wasn't really keeping his nazirus. What if the Chacham said yes? Right? Nishal Chacham hitiro. He went to the Chacham and the Chacham was matir him. So that, of course, undoes the nazirus retroactively so that he never was a nazir. So if he had already set aside animals, chaysalo behema mufreshes, so those animals aren't kadosh, right? And they can be returned to the herd, right? Teitze b'tira ba'eder. And this is according to everybody. There's not a machlokas about this. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, so look at this case, Beis Shammai. Iyatem modim b'zeh shu hekdesh tos, sh'teitze b'tira ba'eder. Don't you acknowledge that in this case, it's hekdesh b'tos, right? He thought he was a nazir, but he really wasn't. And he was makdish the animals. And we see that the animals aren't hekdesh. They just return to the flock. So clearly, said Beis Hillel, clearly hekdesh betos doesn't take effect, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to put his animals back in the flock. Beis Shammai actually doesn't respond in our Mishnah. But they don't actually accept Beis Hillel's argument. The Beis Shammai holds that this isn't actually a case of hekdesh betos. The animals are in kadosh not because there was a mistake, but because he was never a nazir in the first place. And a non-nazir doesn't have the ability to be makdish animals for his own karbonos nazirus, because he doesn't have any. And therefore, his hakdasha wasn't mistaken. It was completely invalid. Of course, retroactively, at the time he thought it was valid, but it was never really valid in the first place. And so it's not that he made a mistake and did something mistakenly in his hekdesh, it's that his hekdesh never really existed in the first place. So Beis Shammai now presents their argument. And Beis Shammai's argument is based in Hilchos Maiser Behema. Now the Hilchos of Maiser Behema are that all the animals born in that year of a particular species, so all the goats, the cows that are born, or all the goats that are born, all the sheep that are born, are gathered together in a pen, each group of individuals by year. Okay, and then the gate is open just enough for one animal to be able to get out. And then the owner stands at the opening of this pen with a stick dipped in red paint. And as the animals exit the pen one by one, because that's the door is only open wide enough for one animal to exit, he counts them. And every time he reaches 10, he taps the animal with the paint stick, marking it with red paint as Meiser. So now the Braisa learns from a Pasuk. The Braisa learns from a Pasuk that if the ninth animal was accidentally called 10, he loses track, right? He's counting 6, 7, 8, 10. Right? So he skipped 9. He just counted 10 and he tips hits the ninth animal with a stick, says 10, and hits it with a stick. And then he realizes, wait a minute, that wasn't 10. So he goes back. And to the 10th animal, he says 9. And he doesn't hit it with a stick. And then the 11th animal, he goes 10 because he just said 9. It's 9, 10. And so now 9 and 11 were both tapped and called 10. And 10 was neither tapped nor called 10, but it actually was 10. And so the Brisa, which we're not learning here, but the Brisa learns from a pasuk that all three of these animals are sanctified as Meiser. Okay, so based on that halacha, Beis Shammai turn to Beis Hillel and say, hey, Beis Hillel, Amar lehem Beis Shammai, I atem modim b'misha ta'a v'kar lachi asiri. Don't you acknowledge, in the case of Meiser Behema, if someone made a mistake and called the 10th animal, the 9th animal, 10, v'la asiri chi, and he called the 10th animal, 9, u'la achadasar asiri, and he called the 11th animal, 10, shehu mekudosh, that all three of them are, all three of those are kadosh, and that, say Beis Shammai, proves our point, because all three of these animals are kadosh, even though it's clearly hekdesh p'taos. He called it 9, but really it is 10, and it's still kadosh. Right, he called it 10, even though it was 9, and it was still kadosh. And those are cases clearly of hekdesh p'taos, and it works. So Beis Hillel, what do you say? Amar lehem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel respond, lo hashevet kidsho. You know, it's true that 9, 10, and 11 are kadosh, but not because of his mistaken tapping with the painted stick, right? It's not because that's a hekdesh taos and it's valid. After all, point out Beis Hillel, Uma ilu tov inech zashevet al shmini val shnemasar shem asaklum. If he tapped 8 and said 10, or if he tapped 12 and said 10, so they would not become sanctified. The pasuk specifies that the process for selecting and marking the 10th specifically includes 9 and 11 as well in the case of an accident. But 8 and 12 are not included. And so clearly it's not because of hekdesh p'taos, because if it was because of hekdesh p'taos, then 8 and 12 would also be included if they counted 10. Ela akosuf shekidish es ha'asiri, the same pasuk that told us that Meiser Sheni, you tap the 10th animal, hu kidish es ha'chivis ha'chadasar. That pasuk gives us a special ruling that includes also 9 and 11 under certain circumstances. But it's not because of hekdesh p'taos. It's because of a special pasuk that tells us in Meiser Behema that this specific mistake in this specific area of halacha actually does impact. But generally, hekdesh p'taos wouldn't be hekdesh, said Beis Hillel.